When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm sorry, repeat that? The what?
You know who Ninja is, right?
I know who Ninja is.
Yeah, he has an ad for like Raid or one of those stupid games where he's like, guys, the craziest thing just happened. This company just made me a character or like some champion or something.
Yeah, like AFK Arena or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know which one it was though.
Guys,
this time.
They just made me a character. Well, that happened with Markiplier or whatever.
They made him a character too.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a salesman now with my dog.
That shit is lit. This episode Tuber is... Simulator. You thought it was dead, but
yeah,
it's not.
No, they never die.
This episode is brought to you by Sonic Chew.
No, it's not. Get out of here. And hello, and welcome to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
How you doing, man?
Making fake sponsorships for this podcast until we get a real one.
I know, right? We're just practicing the dialogue.
This episode is brought to you by Hello, Mr. Obama.
No, you might not.
I love that meme so much. No end.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Every freaking thing ever. Oh my god.
If we could get, like, I mean, I could technically be, like, DistroKid, because we both have the reference code things.
Do we?
Well, yeah, I think so. You have, like, a link that you can send out.
Like, share to your friends? But yeah. I don't think we could just plug that.
I don't know if we could. We can't say we're sponsored.
We're not. It'd be a lie.
But I'm like, yo, there's a pretty cool link. You could probably check it out.
Yeah, I want to be sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Because I love steak.
I know, but like specifically.
Yeah, they're good as hell. It's quality, man. Organic.
Not Crunchyroll or like streaming service or.
Man, that too, man. But I'm just saying. We're just throwing them out here. Crunchyroll would be cool, but it doesn't exist anymore. It's becoming a new thing.
Is that definite now?
I'm pretty sure it's definite. That Funimation and Crunchyroll are just becoming one entity under a different name. I mean, honestly, what else could they have done?
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, it doesn't make sense for them to keep Crunchyroll because they bought that. So why
I
would
know,
they keep the
Crunchyroll?
You know,
like,
what I mean?
But I would like to be Crunchyroll because that sounds cool.
Well, maybe their new name will be cool too. Like, it'll be like Atomic... I don't know, Chekel or something. I don't know.
Guacamole Anime Fart 9000.
Otaku Premium.
Otaku Mode. Coming back for realsy this time.
Opi Premium.
Oh, no. What was it? Anime Tube? Do you remember that?
Anime Tube? There's been so many, dude.
No. It was like, so a couple, was it a month ago now, actually? Some person was starting like a Kickstarter, like GoFundMe thing. For his own anime, like, independent anime streaming service, right?
Sure.
And it was going to be, like, free, and, like, you can just go on, and it has a bunch of licenses and stuff.
How is that going to work? Ads?
Well, it's something like that. And, like, he's like, we've been in talks, and, like, I'm talking to the people right now, and we see if we can get our license. And literally, what was it? Aniplex was like, we are not in talks. Nah, that's not happening.
Aniplex shut that down real quick. We're like, we're not putting Demon Slayer on there, you idiot.
Yeah, and it was like, well, because they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we got Eva. And I was like, you know, Netflix bought Eva for like millions and millions of dollars, right?
But your Kickstarter won for sure.
You're like $20,000 budget.
GG, man. Good game.
was like,
good try.
What the fuck, man?
Good try.
Ugh.
Dude, we should start a Kickstarter. What should we do?
For the pod- we make podcasts.
We make podcasts. Yeah, right. We need a studio and a high production. Right, a whole team.
Wait, are you saying that this is not a high production podcast?
Are you saying that we aren't professional? No, I'm joking.
I mean, in comparison to some others, we're okay.
I think we're pretty good. I mean, we're both audio engineers, which definitely helps in terms of the quality.
I hope so. Yeah.
We definitely made improvements.
Oh, definitely.
We're finding our rhythm. It's kind of going.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of AnimeTube, yes. Today we're going to talk about YouTube.
Yes, the number one streaming platform, kind of.
Kind of. Wow, that was, you really sold it there.
Well, I don't want to sell it.
When did you first discover YouTube? Or do you remember, like, what you
used? Back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Like, what was it, fifth grade? Almost?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, it's difficult, right? Because I feel like when I started YouTube, I was just watching things randomly.
Well, yeah, before, back then.
Yeah.
I think the first time I heard about YouTube was because people were talking about Harry Potter Puppet Pals. Have you ever heard of
it? Okay, no, I haven't.
It was this funny little, like, shitpost of a series of just puppets of Harry Potter.
Okay.
Just doing stupid shit. And now, like, everyone was talking about that. And, like, the usual, like, memes, like, yeah, and, like, Banana Phone, Nyan Cat, all the, like, the yeah. early stuff.
Yeah, very early. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, like, the, and I was like, what is YouTube? What is, what?
I know. I guess, like, it's so dramatically different, the concept of it now.
Oh, yeah.
It's so different than when it started. It's hard to kind of remember what it was like.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
Because it's so different now. It's, like, ridiculous. Whatchamacallit. I just remember in high school, like, I used to watch Smosh.
Yeah, Smosh!
And, like, remember Julian Smith?
I heard...
I made this for you! The Kool-Aid thing?
Yeah, I...
Yeah.
I didn't watch Julian, artist. But I loved Smosh back in
yeah,
the day.
Like, the whole sketch era, or, like, yeah. that was extremely popular. Yeah.
I mean...
Superwoman, is that her name, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I actually, funny enough, speaking of Smosh, I was recently, like, I had a nostalgia kick, and I was re-listening to their Assassin's Creed song. Because that actually kind of slaps. That was a pretty good
one.
Yeah,
it was good.
But even then, like, you also had, like, the beginnings of the first gaming YouTubers, like CNanners and
yeah.
like, Machinima.
Yeah. I mean, there's it's crazy, right? Like, just the progressive
how
of everything.
Far we have come and how far we have maybe fallen.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's also, it's just weird to see, like, how the meta changes. It's almost
oh, definitely.
Like a, it's almost like a video game that's consistently getting updates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the meta is constantly changing.
Yeah, game patches, and you have to, like, find out which is new.
Yeah, like, option. What's new, what's popping, why is it popping, how you
yeah,
make it popping, things like that. It's, like, crazy. It's like a whole marketing game now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's stressful and, like what? Our highlights channel, like, is the most difficult thing to be like, all right, how many tags can I put in the description? All right, here we go.
I know, right? The key terms and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And like, and you get like fed new stuff. It's like, well, you gotta actually like put that in your title too now of what you're talking. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm running out of space. Like,
it's a war between you and the algorithm. It's a four, yeah. It's a 4D chess game, pretty much.
4D chess game.
But despite the fact that, like, it's super oversaturated, like, there is a place for you there, which is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can make it on YouTube.
Kind of.
There are people who are making it all the time.
Kind of.
I guess, yeah.
What do you mean by kind of?
Elaborate.
I would say, I think now... It is like, if you go out and you're like, I want to be like PewDiePie, or I want to be like Markiplier and all the big ones.
The gaming stuff is dead.
Like, that's too late. That's gone. Like,
yeah.
Well, that train has left.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think you go to Twitch if you're going to try to do that.
Yeah, even then, like, I mean, honestly, yeah, streaming on like Twitch and then just putting archives on YouTube is kind of seems like the big thing now.
Well, that's a big thing for Twitch streamers, but there are people who don't like YouTubers who just don't use Twitch, period.
And just stream, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, they stream on YouTube too. Well, the thing is now they're getting partnership deals.
Yeah.
Like PewDiePie has an exclusive deal to work with YouTube.
Oh, really?
For streaming. Oh. Yeah. So he doesn't really stream on other platforms because he has a contract with them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ninja had a contract with
Mixer.
Yeah, Mixer. That man made out so strong. He had like, I forget, like a 30 or like some astronomical amount of money.
Yeah.
With Mixer, excuse me.
Yeah.
Microsoft streaming service, yeah. Right? And then it just shit the bed. But because he was in contract, he literally got like a $10 million payout.
Yep.
And then just went right back to Twitch.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened.
Yep.
I was like, damn, what a flex, dude.
There's so many like, there's a lot of companies and services who have tried to go against YouTube.
Well,
all of them have failed.
Well, here's the problem: is what you know what they're doing is that they're trying to use influencers.
Oh yeah,
to market their stuff,
right?
And people just don't care that much, like enough,
yeah,
to have that be a successful game plan.
Well, do you remember Vessel?
Not even.
Vessel was an interesting one where it was kind of like a Patreon almost, where like you can get the videos early if you subscribe on this platform and stuff, and that was actually doing okay-ish. Like a couple of YouTubers I was doing like both of like one on YouTube, one on Vessel sort of thing, but like eventually I think Verizon bought it out or something,
and just went to shit. Yeah,
sunsetted that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people do that still, but now it's individual. It's harder now, too, because of that as well. Like, these people don't need these companies anymore.
No.
It's just a platform.
Right.
You know what I mean? And since you have for Ninja, right? Just for an example.
Mm.
His niche in his community is primarily on Twitch.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, circumstances can determine, like, if you try to move platforms, whether or not your base will follow you. For example, if he just left Twitch because YouTube offered a better deal in terms of partnership money,
right?
I'm sure that would leave a lot of Twitch people salty, right? If Twitch banned him and then he went to YouTube,
well, then that's like a cause.
Well, right? Then that's a cause, you know. So it's like it varies, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it's a platform, right? They're following that individual, so it's like. Jesus
Christ. Man, wow.
Oops. Sorry, I got caught.
And
essentially, you know, it just really depends, I guess, you know, on how, and also depends on how much of a cult following do you have. Like, some people just follow to see you fail or just, you know, because you're funny. Like Jake Paul, for example.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, most people hate him. That's why they watch his boxing stuff. They want to see him get knocked out. They don't like him. You know, most people who tune in don't like him.
Yeah, that's a... What was it? I guess bad press is still press.
Well, yeah, he knows that. And he's like, they use that to their advantage, you know? To them, it's like they want that now because that's what gets them. That's making them a ton of money. They probably don't care.
What the fuck is the point of that? Can I just...
Of what?
Like a boxing match.
You mean for YouTubers or just in general?
Yeah, for YouTubers.
Well, I mean, KSI started it when he fought, I think, Joe Weller. I think at that time, it wasn't really... gonna be this, you know? It was just something probably like they were like, oh, like I like fighting, why not make it a thing, right? They're probably talking shit to each other and you're like, I'll beat the shit out of you, and you're like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? And it started from there, probably. In terms of, and then KSI started beefing with the Paul brothers, and that's what got it really popular, because then the West took it over and everything. And I mean, I don't know, I mean, boxing in its own right is super sick.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I just, like, these YouTuber people are, like, going to ring. It's like, what's up?
But at the same time, though, it is a little entertaining, right? Like, because you see, like, these cats who have no training experience.
I know.
Most of them, right? So they train for, like, a month to 3 months at the most. That's what happened with the social media one that happened recently. You know, with YouTubers versus TikTokers or whatever.
Oh,
and, yeah. Oh, man, Bryce Hall got his... Man, he got his head caved in and it was beautiful. But man was literally a bouncy ball for this dude's fist.
Like, oh my god.
You should see some of the screen caps, bro. His hairline went back like 3 inches.
Oh my god.
But regardless of the case. whatchamacallit, it's entertaining because you see, like, sometimes they impress. Like, one of the kids on the YouTube side knocked out the TikTok star in the first round.
Oh, man.
Right? Like, clean ass knocked him out. And it was, he stuck there, like, dazed out. And you're like, yo, this little kid who just freaking trained for, like, a month just yeeted this kid.
See, that's going to be, like, the hidden thing where you're, like, that one kid in school who a game boy and then they just, like, roundhouse kicks
him. It's also because, like, a lot of people have a lot of hate for certain YouTubers.
Oh, definitely.
So, like, not all YouTubers can box. Like, there's been tons of tier lists. It's almost like its own niche now. Like, how beauty is a niche and, like, drama is a niche. Now it's this. Like, there's whole YouTubers who have now made a career off of commentating.
YouTuber deathmatch.
No, dude, they commentate on other YouTube boxing news and stuff and other boxing things that are relative to the platform. And they've made a physical channel and career out of it. It's crazy. It's, like, become its own thing. It's definitely here to stay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the right corner, Jake Paul and the other one, returning champion, Nostalgia Critic.
but Jake Paul, man, I mean, I don't like him as a person, to be fair. I mean, I don't know him like that, but from what I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the kid can fight.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
He can fight. I mean, you can't, like, all right, so he fought Deji, which is KSI's brother, if people don't know. And that was competitive, but that's because they literally just started, like, you know. And then he went to fight Nate Robinson, which is just fucking hilarious. The basketball player from the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 5'8", and he knocked him out. His head bounced off the platform. Like, it was bad. Like, he knocked him out hard.
With a basketball player or?
The basketball player. Oh. Yeah, Jake Paul knocked the basketball player out, like lights out, right? He was out. He was hurt. You could tell.
He's a basketball player.
Yeah, but they always say, like, well, people like to say that athleticism translates into fighting, which is just not true.
That's not.
But
no.
It's not, but, you know, that's what people say, and that was proven there. Then he fights Ben Askren, which is a UFC and, you know, Olympian and, like...
And he got fucking tossed.
Wrestling champion. But he is, you know, undoubtedly the worst striker in the UFC. Oh. So... The man has no hands. He came in looking like he had not worked out a day in his life. He was skinny fat, but more on the fat. And he just seemed out of shape. And he said he was training, but he never really took it. He marketed the fight well, but he never really took it. Like, he got rocked in the first round knockout, right? God. So recently he just fought Tyron Woodley, which is a 5-time UFC welterweight champion.
All
right. And he's not necessarily a striker. He's also a wrestler, but he has a killer right hand.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, he'll knock you out, like, easy, right? So, it's a challenge, right? It's the most challenging thing. And, like, the fight was not entertaining really much at all because Tyron was hesitating and just... He kept the middle, which is, like, unlike him. Usually he's an outside, like, the cage fighter, like, he likes to be on the outside.
Yeah.
But he was in control of the pace for sure. But he was too hesitant. Like, in the fourth round, he knocked Jake out. Like, not really, like, where he was KO'd, but he rocked him really hard.
Like One Punch Man.
Yeah, like, he rocked him really hard, and, like, if the ropes weren't there, he'd be on the ground type shit, right?
Right.
But instead of, like, all right, you see him clearly hurt and clearly dazed, right? Yeah. He's got, I mean, Jake Paul's got a chin because he came back up and he started walking a little bit for a second, but he got back in his zone, right?
Yeah.
But so, I mean, you got to respect that too. He took a mean hit, like, from the right hand.
Right.
He took a mean hit. And he didn't get knocked out per se, but it was a knockdown. They didn't count it as such for some reason because I guess he was on the ropes, which still should technically count as a knockdown, but that's neither here nor there. That's technicalities.
I think that's partially for show. I think it was kind of like, hey, go easy on Jake, right?
No. I don't think so. Because he's a... All right, so he's a... To give you some background on Tyron real quick. Like I said, he's a 5-time world time... He's a 5-time UFC welterweight champion, right?
Okay.
And he had a 4-5... I forget it's 4 or 5. Loss streak at the end of his UFC career.
Mm-hmm.
Where people were like, he's like almost, I think he's 40, right, at this point, or he's almost 40.
Yeah.
And people are saying he's washed up. It's like it was over for him, you know, all these things, right? So, like, even, like, Jake losing has less weight than Tyron losing the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's more motive in my mind to win as Tyron Woodley because everyone's saying how you're old and washed up. and that you shouldn't get in the boxing scene. You're too hesitant. You don't have the drive. Like all these things that people were saying. You know what I mean? Saying,
yeah.
And you're fighting somebody who has had three boxing matches, and you're a champion of martial arts, mixed martial arts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To lose to somebody like that is a little degrading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when he rocked him in the fourth round, nothing happened. Like, it was just like, he didn't explode. He didn't do anything. Like, there's this boxer named Lomachenko, who is like one of my favorite boxers, right?
Okay.
Because he has he's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. By the time you swung to hit the punch, okay, he's already on the opposite side of you. Following through, like he saw it from a mile away and turned. It's like he punches, and by the time you turn to him, he's already in another position, and it's just like never ending. He has the cleanest footwork and the fastest combinations. He was sick. Lomachenko is like, look up his highlights one day because he's amazing. But for Tyron, like, you know, he just wasn't moving. He was too hesitant. He was afraid of getting knocked out.
Oh,
he wanted the knockout, but he was too afraid to go get it. And you have to risk it.
Yeah.
You can't win a fight without risking, you know, you getting hit in the face or getting knocked out. Yeah. That's part of the game. You know what I mean?
I know this might be cruel to say, but I just want to see a YouTuber boxing match where the YouTuber gets absolutely plowed.
Oh, watch FousseyTube fight Slim for charity. Fousey cannot fight. He broke his nose. He broke his nose and he got, like, literally used his face as a shield.
Oh, my God.
I can pull it up if you want.
It's okay.
It's like, it's so fucking, oh my God. Basically, like I said, not everyone succeeds in the YouTube boxing attempts.
Yeah, I know.
Now he's doing boxing promotion, which is like hilarious, with Keemstar, the devil himself.
Yeah, oh man. But, I guess, going in that vein. Yeah, so, you were kind of talking about, there's been almost various different genres emerging for YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have the drama side, right?
The T. The T channels.
You have reactions, you have gaming, you have, like, skits stuff.
Commentaries,
and then just...
Beauty. Sports. You know which one I've been getting into a lot lately?
Hmm.
I've been getting into engineering.
Engineering, oh okay.
Yeah, like there's this I don't know if you heard of them, Hacksmiths.
No,
cool, dude, man. And JL Laser or something, like, I forget, something like that. They make, so basically they're nerds, right?
Yeah, but okay.
They have this whole big ass studio, like plasma lasers and like.
Wait, is that the guy who made the Doc Ock arms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was recommended.
Channels like that.
Yeah.
Channels like that that I've been watching. I've been going through the rabbit hole. Like, one of them made, you know, Red Wing?
Yeah.
Falcon's drone.
Oh, okay.
They made the drone, and he made the glasses, too.
Oh, damn.
And so he gave it, he had, like, a gauntlet that he wore, mm-hmm. and he said, hey, Red Wing, scope the area, and he put navigation systems into it, so it'll scope his area. It can follow you,
yeah.
And it can give him thermal.
Wow. Okay.
From his glasses, you can see it from the camera that's inside it. Partially, it's cool.
Partially disappointing is, like, the guy who did the Doc Ock arms. It's like you see his, like, final... I mean, like it's always a work in progress because we don't have the technology for
it. Yeah, that and also, like, the money.
Yeah, but you're looking at it and it's kind of like... That doesn't look like a apical thing to use, you know?
I saw one where they made a cap shield that actually bounces.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it works, but, like, this one, it was kind of just, like, you see, because it also was, like, the crushing reality of, like, oh, yeah, that can't really exist, not now, at least, but, like, because it's, like, how much force you need to actually have these arms move and stuff and grab things.
No, I know what you mean. It's, like, I saw the one you're talking about. It's, like, not very good. It's like a backpack, right?
It's a backpack, and, like, the arms are like a phone plastic mesh.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah,
and it's like, that's not Doc Ock, man.
But I did see a Hacksmith made a lightsaber.
I saw that. Yeah, that was legit because that actually worked.
That actually worked, dude. They were like cutting through sheets of steel or it's something.
It's like a concentrated flame, right?
Super concentrated. But they're getting really good at it. Like, they've made a few models now. Before, their first one looked like, in the Star Wars lore, like, their very first lightsabers had, like, power cells that were attached to the hip or the back.
Right.
So they made one like that, right? and it was like huge, right. You know, but they've gone smaller and now they're starting to stylize them where they can, they made Kylo Ren's.
Oh,
but it was legit.
Okay. It actually came out of the size.
It came out of the size. Ooh, too. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. So they're starting to get kind of creative with them too. Disney's is wild.
The only issue is that, it can't work like a real lightsaber.
What do you mean? Oh, like retract and things like that?
Well, I mean, you can't like have a sword fight with it.
They did.
They did?
They did have a sword fight. They just put heat gear on them, but their bot, like a suit. They put a suit on and they the dead ass had a lightsaber fight.
And the blades can block each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think. Oh, because I was like, they're flames, so I thought they'd just like go through one another.
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's a no. Because it's not just flames; it's a solid object.
Oh,
it's a stick that heats up. They ignite it. The stick.
The one I saw was like a pure flame of energy.
Oh no! The one I'm talking about, they have like a wick or something like that. That's like something that can withstand the heat to make it look like plasma almost. And then they use that instead, gotcha. Not just a flame beam. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah. I can show you after the podcast if you're interested. Maybe. Just to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe.
YouTube.
Yeah. Sorry. YouTube.
We diverged a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. What are your favorite categories? Like, what do you watch in terms of your niche?
Usually I'm in gaming. That's kind of fine. Sometimes I gone down this weird rabbit hole of reactions.
Videos?
I know. I was kind of like, why am I watching this? You know, in hindsight.
What kind of reaction videos, though?
You know, it'll be like people watching like an anime series or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So like people watching Jujutsu Kaisen or something. And I don't know. I mean, it must be some sort of like primal human thing of like you're watching someone react to the thing you like and they're getting hyped at the part you get hyped at and you're like, yes.
You ever see those videos on YouTube that show like the crowds at movie theaters when they first watch something?
Yeah.
And like the whole crowd goes crazy. And you want to go crazy because you remember what it feels like. Yeah, and you're like, I feel you. Yeah.
I mean, that must be the basis of all like the gaming let's plays and stuff.
It's just like, it's just human interaction and community, right?
Yeah.
We all vibe. When we feel a certain way, it feels good to know that other people feel the same way.
Right.
You know? So I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah. So I'm mostly meshing in there. But I do follow also, I guess, kind of educational-ish. Like, I follow artist YouTubers.
Yeah.
And I follow, like, musician YouTubers and stuff. I've kind of also been a... I fell down in the VTuber rabbit hole. I kind of got sucked in.
I have yet to go dive into that field.
It is okay.
You're lying. You just wanted to say something else, but you're trying to be nice. You've waited so long. You're like, it's okay.
It's part of it is kind of like okay, where it's like. You know, some of these people are fun to watch and they're entertaining. And like, I would not go to like the full like simpage degree of like, I'm going to give you $100. I'm like, nah.
Oh my God. Corpse husband. Oh my God. He's a Kaneki avatar. Oh my God. Gona-chan.
I mean, and like the other thing is like they're, like, at least when you have, like, things like Hololive and stuff, they're, like, idols.
Yeah.
Right? It's the whole idol culture. And, like, part of it's okay because it's not as strict as, like, real-life idol stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of Calliope Mori, who's the Grim Reaper one.
Okay.
That's going back to episode 2 when we talk about there's already a Grim Reaper pop star.
Yeah.
It's her.
Yeah.
She's a rapper. And I'm like, oh, shit, she's talented. Like, damn it. Fuck. Still my gimmick now. No, she's great. And like she's kind of able to do what she wants. Like there's not a whole lot of like too much control from the company.
So you mean creatively, or do you mean like what she says and does?
Both.
Okay.
Like creatively, I mean, like she can kind of do a majority of the things that she wants to do, and like do the songs she wants to do. But at the same time, like sometimes you can tell, like, when management's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you can always tell because it's never good.
That's why I like kind of like the smaller ones a little bit more when you have like Veach Shoujo, where it's kind of like independent content creators and stuff.
Because then they can just do their own thing and be authentic.
Yeah, like Iron Mouse, Project Melody, all these other, I guess Corpse Hudson, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other side is a lot of them revolve around this whole idea of kind of that idol culture of like...
Well, it's also the mystery, you know? Because you don't know what they look like most of the time.
I'm okay with that, though. Right?
But I think that's part of the appeal. It's like, who are they?
Well, not just like you don't know who they are sort of thing, but you kind of like the character becomes the person, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get it's almost like... it's like they're in the MC kind of their own story, right?
We're kind of like that, right? No one knows who I look like.
No, I can't say the same about me.
Yeah, you posted your face on Twitter.
Yeah, and Instagram, because I just don't care. So it's like, if you want to check it out and see, then that's fine.
No,
but
I am the skull. You cannot find me.
I know what you look like, Michael.
Well, yeah, I hope you would. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but like, they're kind of the thing of, you can, like, a lot of them have that sort of idol-ist mindset where it's kind of like they do the cutesy things and they say the ala ala on, like, the whatever.
The what?
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Like, they do, like, the things that, like, you know, cater to, like, the weeps, right?
Sure.
Like, they act cute. They have, like, the documentaries and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. They're appealing to that base.
Yeah, and I don't know. Part of it's a little bit, like, exhausting. Because then they start all, like, there's so many of them where it's like it starts kind of meshing together into like
this weird,
this
weird, like, cultish.
That too, when fans get a little bit rabid.
Yeah, fans are weird, but that's for another day.
Yeah, it also gets annoying. I mean, this is partially more YouTubes, but like you'll watch like one VTuber highlight and all of your recommendations is like...
Yeah, YouTube's really weird that way. It's really annoying. It's like you watch one video, even if it's by accident, and now it's like all over your recommended.
God. I don't want to watch about military weapons because I watched a CSGO video. Like,
dude, I've been watching Fortune Fire highlights on YouTube, now that's literally just taken over my recommended at this point.
The algorithm, man.
It's like, okay, it's like I wanted to see the catastrophic failures of the weapons.
Yeah.
And now it's just, what about medieval ones? What about the top Japan ones? What about just like all these things?
That was like me when I like went, I was kind of exploring the reaction channels sort of thing. It was like everyone was reacting and I'm like, I don't care who this person is. Like, I just wanted that channel, not this one.
No, I know. It's then it makes you look some type of way. Someone checks your recommender, like, dude, you like reactions much? And it's like, you don't understand.
Listen, anime bullshit, fine. Watching reaction channels, that's pretty cringe, bro.
Yeah, dude. I've been watching a lot of commentary about, it's not necessarily about something specific, it's just commentary channels.
Okay.
So, for example, it'll be like, I don't know, Reddit. For example, like, so they go on their subreddit
and
they view whatever's posted on there. Honestly, sometimes some of the things that's posted there are so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I crack up. Reddit is too much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, stuff like that. Or, for example, I'm watching PewDiePie, and he's doing this house tour tier list thing for YouTubers, like, where... Basically, he just roasts all these people luxurious houses, like, oh, these colors are stupid, or oh, the placement is weird. And he just rates them in a tier list, and I think it's just kind of funny.
Speaking of PewDiePie.
Sure.
Talk about a character arc.
Dude, PewDiePie is the GOAT.
Like, I remember way back in the day.
Oh, what's up, bros?
Yeah. My name's PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Welcome to Amnesia. Like,
yeah, that's what really blew him up, right?
Yeah.
He started playing, he was playing COD, I think, at first.
COD and Minecraft once.
Yeah, he was playing COD and stuff in Minecraft. No, and then he started playing horror games and Amnesia. And what was the other one that really took him somewhere?
Amnesia and...
It wasn't Outlast, right?
No, it was something earlier.
I forget, no. It's driving me crazy. Oh, man.
Not Condemned. What is it? It was Amnesia. Was it Slender?
I want to say Slender too, but I don't think it's that. It could have been. You know what? I think it was Amnesia. It was just like a ton of them.
Oh, those are the custom maps.
Because he played a lot of custom ones. Yeah. So I think a lot of Amnesia had like a lot to do with it. But it's weird to see his growth. Like, he went from, you know, playing games for a long time,
yeah,
building up a big follower base,
yeah,
to not playing games as much,
and doing like a review,
kind of like a review thing. Yeah, like it was commentary, but like in a different way than what he does now.
And then there's the whole like T-series arc.
Yeah, there was a whole T-series arc, and where he was making diss tracks. That first diss track he made was sick.
Bitch Lasagna.
Bitch Lasagna slaps, bro.
Slaps so hard. I mean, Congratulations is also pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, I do too. But I think, I don't know, something. He has like Yu-Gi-Oh references and freaking Bitch Lasagna. That shit's tough.
I really remember when that was like the hype thing, and it was me and you exiting college just blasting that.
Oh, I know, right? Just Lasagna. Just like playing it all the time. Yeah, dude, just for the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had that arc for a while, and then he had the Minecraft arc.
Yeah, that was...
Where he played Minecraft for, like, I don't know, like, almost a year.
Yeah.
And he went out... Those videos did crazy numbers, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's what his channel blew up in views.
Yeah.
He's had, like, resurgences where, like, the minute he becomes, or he feels, I think, that he's becoming slightly irrelevant.
Yeah.
He just figures something else out.
He just
out.
Says the N-word.
Stop.
Oh, my God. The amount of people that, like, I mean, yeah, like, he's done stupid shit. Like, I definitely could attest to that. Like, he's done very stupid things.
But he's never been canceled.
Oh, yes, he has.
Nah.
Oh, yes,
not to the degree. Nah.
Well, his partnership has dropped.
So?
Well, I mean, at the time, right?
Well, he was partnered with Disney.
Yeah, big no-no.
But that's not being canceled.
Well, no, and...
That's advertisers doing what advertisers do.
Yeah, they flee.
They flee, yeah. That's not being canceled.
It was just, I mean...
Look at his... If you look at... if you look at other YouTubers' apology videos, and then you look at his apology videos, and you view the reception difference, you can tell that he wasn't canceled.
Yeah.
Because people actually accept his apologies when he apologizes. Because he doesn't make excuses. He just owns up to his mistake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people a lot of times try to fight back with this, like David Dobrik with this whole essay thing that happened.
Okay,
right?
No. See, that gets too far, right?
Well, yeah, we're not. I mean, I'm not going to get into that right now, but I'm just saying, like, for example, he put up this weird, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This, like, notes thing or something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And everyone went crazy on him. And then he posted another video, and people were like, this is better, but. Well, you know what I mean?
That's fucking what happened with Cryotic.
What happened? I know who Cryok is, but I don't know what happened.
He was grooming people.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, like kids. You know, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, he deserves to get canceled then. That's different.
Yeah, dude. It was like, well, he like did the half-ass apology thing too.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things. Like, you know, it's almost like with cancellation, which is like a big thing on YouTube. You kind of have to either write it out or you just ignore it. And then just wait for the next news to appear, or you kind of have to just address it in a very, like, genuine way.
Oh, what was I listening to the Trash Taste podcast, which is a good podcast. You should go listen to that. But, like, they were literally talking about, it's like, literally getting canceled is, like, a paid vacation now. Like,
honestly, it kind of is. You know what's crazy about the David Dobrik thing, since I mentioned it?
Yeah.
Is that when he got canceled for doing the essay stuff, well, he didn't do anything, but he filmed it. Let's just say that, right?
Yeah,
it was on his YouTube channel. Yeah, it was a vlog that showed clips of something that ended up being something really bad in the end, yeah. Right? Whatchamacallit? He kind of just like dropped off YouTube. Well, he got suspended, I think, from YouTube. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure his channel got demonetized, and that's why he wasn't uploading. Otherwise, he would have kept going.
Yeah,
I know this because I was watching another video pointing it out. That he started putting all his past YouTuber videos on Facebook, and they were getting like 5 million plus views each one.
Right.
And he was just racking up the Facebook dough. So not only was he making money, even though he was quote unquote canceled, right?
scumbag tactics to succeed.
The only cancellation I feel on YouTube that actually did anything was Shane Dawson's.
No, thank God.
They really bullied that man straight off of YouTube.
Good.
Which is so funny.
Good. Like, my God.
Man, they really... It's the Smiths, man. That's what really did them in. It's when Jaden Smith got involved.
Yeah, we have a bigger fish.
Yeah, now you have like now you got the world watching, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Now you got the world watching.
There's too many...
Well, he says some pretty crazy shit.
Well, because he's fucking weird. I know.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. He's a nut. I mean, I know he's, like they said.
Yo,
like,
did you know that the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is a reused pizza? Did you know that?
The conspiracy documentary.
Watch my documentary. Oh, my God.
Watch like, my 43-minute, five-part documentary. Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into him right now. No. But.
I just want to say, like, that's the one thing that kind of, like, is a sucky trend of, like, it's, like, you kind of, like, every other day now, it feels like you have, like, oh, did you know this YouTuber was a groomer? And it's, like, really?
Do you remember that guy, Jared?
That Pro Jared?
Yeah, Pro Jared. Pro Jared, dude. Another one. Dude.
He wasn't a groomer, though. He just...
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, actually, he was. Right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Never mind.
For people who don't know, this guy, Pro Jared, was a YouTuber of some sort, a gamer, I'm assuming, right? I'm
imagining. Yeah, he was like a game reviewer.
Yeah, I never watched him. I just know the controversy. Yeah. So essentially, what they found out was is that he had a Tumblr that was specifically for his fans and himself to engage in... intimate texting and photo swapping, yeah, and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the girls, because they're I think there were just girls on there for the most part, from my understanding, were underage.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like he knew that and was still doing it. Now, there's multiple issues with this, right? Number one is the fact that he even felt the need to make this for himself. Number one, that's pretty sad, especially since he had, like, I'm pretty sure he was married.
Well, that was the thing that sparked the whole thing of, like, he was cheating.
Yeah, he was cheating on his
girlfriend of Ross. Russell Donovan, the member of the Gangrams.
Yeah, he was doing some funny business.
Yeah, and that exploded. And it was like, what is happening?
Like, we're like, oh, who's this guy? And then, and, you know, and then people start digging, and then this guy. But it's just the thing with, like, the power trip, right? Because
definitely.
Well, it's like Keemstar too. Like, recently Keemstar was in a lot of shit because he's 40 years old dating a 20-year-old, right? And yes, that's gross, right? As it is, but the worst part is that guess where he met her?
On, like, Facebook, Twitter.
Nah, worse.
Worse?
Worse.
Worse?
Yeah.
How could it be worse?
It could be worse.
What's worse?
A fan meetup.
Oh.
I think that's worse.
I mean, yeah.
You make a fan meetup to meet women?
No.
I don't know, man.
No. No.
It's a power dynamic thing, man.
Oh, it's... I know it is.
That's the thing. But that's the thing, though. That's what... I mean, for Keemstar, she's of legal age. Who gives a shit, right? But the thing is that...
really think about that, though. That's, like, 2-3 years away.
Oh, right? I understand that.
Like, you're in, like, college, like...
But at the same time, that's not my place. Like, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I'm like, it's not like he's... I'm not trying to call him a pedo or anything.
Yeah,
you
know?
That's the point, you know? But the thing, I think my personal opinion on it is that, dude, get a life and meet somebody your own age, right? That's my personal opinion. But at the same time, it's a free country. It's nothing.
Technically,
it's legal. So it's like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, but in terms of the problem with it in terms of Keemstar, just people who have in a position of power, is that you're in a position of power over them.
Yeah.
Like, if they're at a fan meetup, you know, presumably, you know, they know of you. You know,
right.
At the least, you know, that they're willing to do this. And then secondly, it's like, okay, well, they clearly want to get close to you. And you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of things can go south real fast that way.
That's the thing of, like, for the majority of these audiences, they're the younger side, right?
Yeah.
And very it's susceptible like, you to are stuff. The adult, and like, you have to set that boundary of like, listen, I thank you for being my fan, but like, that's it.
But is it worth it, guys? Is it worth it?
Is it worth facing charges?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, is it really worth to do it like, for, like, why?
Look at the receipts. No one gets out of this. People find out eventually.
It's just like, I don't know, man. It's like, it's all good to be, you know, comfortable with your skin and you know, and be sexual, whatever, you know. I'm trying to think of the word.
Give me that shovel. Hang on.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to think of the freaking word I'm using. That's not the one. You guys like that shit. Whatever, you know. You know what I mean? Like,
they're if I know what you mean.
They're very sexually open. How about that? Let's put it that way. A lot of people are like, that's cool, you know. But when you're in this situation where, you know, you're a YouTuber or you're a person of influence, you know what I mean? It's no longer just about you anymore.
Right.
So that kind of stuff, it's like, sure, I mean, if you're sexually open and you like to show yourself or know, people know that you, you know, watch porn 20 times a day, you know, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you. It's just the premise of like, all right, but now you have people watching you and your whole career is on the line with advertisers and things like that. Like, is it worth making
a Tumblr? In some cases.
Yeah. Well, that too, you know, I'm just saying, is it worth it in some, like, you know, to make a Tumblr and ask your fans to send you pictures or whatever?
Dude, it's...
It's the same thing with James Charles too. Another one.
Oh, yeah. I try to forget about James Charles. It doesn't work though.
Hey, sisters. Yeah, he was talking to 15, 16-year-old boys and shit when he was like 19. It's not that far off. I get it. But
there is that is a law, though. That is a boundary. I have made the resolution to myself of like, listen, if by some chance I become big, first rule of law, no one's DMing me unless it's for business. Business only, or unless you're another content creator. Otherwise, fuck off. Like,
but I know, it's just, it's, I don't know, get it, man. And then, like, they claim desperation as, like, James did. James,
I was too horny.
I was, like, it's like, I'm just desperate.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
It's like, bro, what? It's like, there are so many different outlets. You're desperate. You're fucking James Charles, dude. Yeah. You just like little boys, be honest. It's just like, you know what I mean? You're like, you're famous. What do you mean you're desperate? For what? That's what I'm like, what do you mean? It makes no sense. Like, people want to be around you all the time. Not one of them wants to have relationships with you. You know what I mean?
I think that's the thing also. Well, I mean, no. That's the thing of, like, you're abusing that fandom of, like, you're taking advantage of someone who's a fan.
No, but I'm not saying fans. I'm just saying, like, you have famous friends who have other friends. I'm like, you're in this humongous circle of everybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You can't, like, mess with somebody. You can't mess with somebody that's like, I'm not saying a fan. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you have like this humongous circle of people to choose from. Like,
right. In LA.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have this humongous people of your age. And even if they're a fan and they're a legal adult, I find, or like older, like your age, I find that less, you know, a little less, because it's like. Well,
see, at that point, if it's a legal adult and like you're both adults, and even if they're a fan, you can still make something work, because, like, well, you're just...
PewDiePie adult. Met Marcio because she sent him a fan letter.
Right.
But they're the same age, and he was low-key back then, and they've been together for, like, 8 years now. Yeah. She's clearly not a fan anymore. They're married.
Yeah.
It's different.
Right. But that can happen. Like, you can... That totally works.
That can happen, and, you know, 100% it can happen. But, like, when you go out of your... It's like almost like when you go out of your way for it.
You're right.
That's the problem.
When you're grooming.
When you're grooming... Yeah, exactly. There you go. Like, it's like this... It's like Keemstar made a fan meetup for this purpose.
Yeah.
PewDiePie didn't force Marcia to send a letter to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or they didn't... Like, it was organic. That's the thing. It just happened to be that she was a fan or knew of him, and then they got together or whatever. You know, it's different.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they met in a different, you know, circumstances. But when you go out of your way as the power grabber... or the power holder, rather, sorry, as a power holder.
Yeah.
To do that, that's different. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. It's really weird.
And that's what I was saying. Like, it feels like every other week, well, it's like something.
I mean,
new.
It's like once you have power, man, you feel like you can do anything and get away with it. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have low dignity.
It's also like, I mean, for people, I mean, they're scummy, right? So they're already scummy as it is.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, it's not like it's nothing to them.
Yeah.
And the system just makes it so easy for them.
Yep.
The world makes it so easy because we are mad about it for a day and then something else happens and we just
forgot. Well, that's why I was saying, like, canceled is like getting a vacation now, because, like, if you just steal yourself through,
it's almost like you can risk it. Yeah. I guess, like, that's the thing, right? Yeah. That's, like, you can risk it, and there's a potential that nothing will happen to
it's
you.
It's like the real world with corrupt CEOs and politicians.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're getting too real.
Too real here, yeah. YouTube, fun stuff. All right.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
Who's my favorite YouTuber?
Yeah, or YouTubers.
All right, so I watch Ross Draws pretty much a lot. Yeah. Mark Brunette is... an artist that I follow a lot.
So a lot of artists ones.
Yeah, artist ones. PewDiePie is a big one because I love his commentary stuff. He does like philosophy videos sometimes and things like that. Stuff interests me. I like that kind of stuff. I used to watch Markiplier and them and things like that, but I don't really do that anymore. I watch David Pakman. he's a political commentary person. I'm not getting into that at all, but I really am not. But he has good points, and he's not very, like, I don't know, like, extreme, you know? So it's cool just to get my news from somebody neutral to a degree, you know?
All right.
They have preferences, but it's fairly, you know, calm.
Okay.
It's not, like, aggressive in any way. Okay. Like, you know, leaning so strongly towards, like, you know, one thing, like, blindly, you know, but whatever the case may be. I watch a lot of podcasts. I watch the H3 podcast on YouTube. I find that funny. I watch fighting game stuff on there, tutorials, things like that.
Maximilian.
I watch Maximilian sometimes. Like, I've seen his Alien playthrough was really fun to watch and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it kind of fluctuates. It's hard. It's hard to say if I have a favorite, because I kind of find that I drop off some and then I come back to them at different points.
Yeah.
It's like whatever phase they're in, if that phase jives with me, then I'm good.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then that's cool. I just kind of step back, and then if I catch something that I like again, then I'll start picking up again.
Yeah.
On that. But a lot of times, I don't even know. I watch a lot of anime people, too.
Yes.
Like Chibi Reviews, I watch him. Mm-hmm. You know, Forever World is one that I watch and stuff like that. So I kind of just see what my recommended gives me.
Yeah.
And if it's interesting to me, then I'm cool. I don't really subscribe anymore. Like,
okay.
Like, I do some. I have to really like the person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I find myself in my recommended picking on, like, 7 of their videos or 8 of their videos, you know?
Yeah.
And not all at once, because I could just be on a bender. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could just be in this rabbit hole, and then once I escape, I have no interest anymore.
Right.
So if I'm consistently for, like, a while watching, then I'll subscribe then. But most of the time, I just kind of go with my recommended. And whatever I like, I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I have a couple. I mean, I have subscribed to a lot of people. I have the thing of, like, if I'm continuing to watch your videos, I might as well just subscribe, right?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's just clutter for me.
Yeah. Because
then my subscription page is, like, stocked out
yeah.
with, like, so many things that I'm like, I can't.
I feel that. Right now, I'm kind of back and forth between two channels primarily. They're both gaming ones. One is called Let's Game It Out.
Okay.
And it's literally this guy named Josh. And he plays a lot of, like, simulator games or, like, tycoon game sort of things.
Okay.
Where basically, like, you know, create the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that old one with roller coasters.
Yeah,
roller
coaster tycoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of.
Show that game. Legend.
So it's kind of like that. Except he purposely tries to fuck it up as badly as
he can. He's trying to, like, glitch the game out.
Like, or just do everything wrong but still succeed sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just for the meme, pretty
yeah.
much.
And, like, you ever heard of the game Satisfactory?
I don't think so.
It's like a factory building game, right? And I like,
we'll gave that away, right?
Yeah. And you're like, you're on an alien planet and you like build a bunch of factories, or whatever. And like, he created, he's like, let's see how much it takes before I start breaking the frame rate of this game. And like, he built like a conveyor belt tornado sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like a basket weave of like miles of just conveyor belts and a basket weave. And you see the game like, he's like a chaotic, neutral person, right? So he's really fun to watch. And recently also the Russian Badger, who kind of, he's like a CSGO kind of guy.
Yeah.
And like a lot of shooter stuff. But like, he is so funny. And his editing game is like pretty good. On like, because he, what he does is like, he plays with his friends. And then when there's like a bit going on, he is actually animating stuff in Source Engine. And he's also got like a mocap suit. So he like, he's acting the bit out and stuff. And I was like, that's commitment. That's a lot of work you didn't need to do. But I appreciate it. And it's just, I don't know, he's just really funny.
Yeah. Have you seen, speaking of editing, I used, I don't really care for the vlogs that much, but the editing was always cool to me. Casey Neistat's videos.
I have not.
Yeah, he has really cool editing. He has like 7 cameras at all times. Like, it's like, it's crazy. Like, some of the shots that he gets are like the, you know, the transitions and things. I'm like, how? Yeah, I like his, I like that stuff a lot when in terms of creative editing.
You want to talk about real editing though? Fucking Maxor on YouTube. He does like shit. He has a series kind of going now called Incorrect Review or Incorrect Summary of, in like a random game or whatever.
Sure.
And his editing game is so like frantic and quick, and you're like, this must have taken like hours upon hours to edit. Like, oh my goodness, because there's so much shit just flying on the screen, and you're like, there was like 10 images in the last second. I don't even know how you did that. Like, like what the fuck?
Yeah, right. Like, how do you edit that? How do you spend that much time like that?
I can barely do highlight clips, and that's a still static image. Right?
Well, you don't think he has like a team?
No, it's one guy. It's him.
I don't know.
No,
don't
it's
know,
him. Man. He has no one else. He's just cray cray.
Yeah, I guess so. He must not sleep.
He's just taking ketamine. Just going at it.
Oh, my God. It's a big allegation there.
I mean, some of the videos, oh, he's just chaotic. I mean, yeah, I mean, again, I'm subscribed to a lot. I am to, like, artist channels, too, like you are. Little V Mills is a musician I follow. He kind of does, like, the rock metal stuff.
Okay.
But he's really cool, and he's just, like, a funny guy.
Yeah.
Very down to earth. Yeah, kind of. And his covers are just godlike. He's actually on the Killer Instinct soundtrack and stuff.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That's cool. He has like a writing credit or something?
Yeah.
That's fire. What?
I was like, damn, boy.
Damn.
You're good. Damn. You're really good at what you're doing.
Who's that? Who that?
Yeah. And then there's a couple of channels I've been like legacy subscribed to. Like, I have been subscribed since the beginning, and even if they don't upload anymore.
Legacy subscribe.
Yeah, like,
your grandfather didn't.
Like, Scene Anners was one, and he was like, again, back in the very early days of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I got first introduced him when he did like, when Minecraft first came out, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he was doing videos on that. And I stay subscribed to him, and I'm still subscribed. Even if his like uploads like yearly once.
Well, it's like me and Ryan Higa.
Oh my God.
I'm so subscribed to him.
Does he still upload stuff?
I don't even know. I don't really see. I don't think so. And then there's Jenna Marbles.
Yeah.
I'm subscribed to her still, but she's no longer on the platform.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of reviews, too, of like movies and series.
Oh, yeah.
I watch those, too, because sometimes they're just they're funny. Or sometimes if I think a movie's going to be bad, yeah, and I don't really want to watch it, I'll just watch like the review clips and like them talking about
Jeremy Johns, Chris Duckman.
Yeah, the Cosmonaut Variety Hour is one that I watch. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, he's okay.
Who's that guy who does commentary on people? Like Shane Dawson thing and Jeffree Star. D'Angelo?
I avoid
that. You never heard of him?
I avoid that like the plague.
Why?
Because I don't want to. I don't care. I don't want to know about this fucking drama.
Like, it's not necessarily... He doesn't do drama. It's just like... It's like... It's more of an exposed... Like, for example, Shane Dawson, he's like... He listed out, like, all right, here's everything that Shane Dawson did, and this is why he's being canceled. It's not so much that, like, oh, like, this person had beef with this person, and this is why, and this person did this. It's not like that. He does, like... It's almost like a documentary examination.
What's the name again?
D'Angelo, I think it's like, I want to say Wallace, but I don't know if that's right.
I think I don't know if it's them or someone like them, but they kind of had that thing of like the downfall of Sky Does Minecraft. Or like,
yeah, it's like that kind of thing where it's not necessarily that they're reporting on drama. It's just a matter of
explaining
like why this person, yeah, it is D'Angelo Wallace. Okay. Why this person is like, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Sky Does Minecraft. That was a rough fall for him.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of YouTube channels that don't have a graceful exit from YouTube. There's only very few where...
I haven't seen one.
The one... Well, not like an exit from YouTube, but like a breakup would be the Super Best Friends Play, where they were a group of guys in like Canada, and they were just like...
We're done.
Yeah, I remember the infamous video. It was Super Best Friends Play Final. and literally it's like, so I hate to break it to you, but Matt and Pat are no longer friends. And we're like, what? What happened? What the fuck? And then
yeah,
that was the end of that. And then like it kind of just sucked for everybody.
Yeah.
You
know what's interesting is that, you know when Smash broke up?
Oh, that was sucky too.
That was sucky too. But Anthony has made a pretty good career.
Anthony is doing a great job.
I don't know what Ian is doing. Is Smosh still even a thing? Because I thought he was going to continue Smosh without...
No, because the company fucked up too.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Ian. I don't know what the fuck's...
I don't pay attention, so not it's anymore, like... No. I just happen to see him occasionally... interviewing somebody or doing his own thing.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony is doing really well.
Yeah,
like his interview thing and like stuff, yeah, that was cool.
I liked his vlogs. That was one thing with Smosh, is that I always had more an affinity towards him because I was watching his vlogs in conjunction.
Yeah,
so I'm happy to see that he's doing well.
Yeah, Anthony's a very chill guy.
Yeah, he seems like
he's a VTuber
person.
Model too now.
Does he?
Yeah,
of course he does.
Yeah,
remember when PewDiePie went VTuber for like a week? 2 weeks. Oh my god, that was so funny. He wasn't showing his face at all. He was just like, oh my god. That's what I'm saying. That guy's a genius, man. He just picks it up.
Felix's VTuber model was fucking Garbo, but like Anthony actually has like a legit like good one.
But PewDiePie's was probably Garbo on purpose.
Probably, true.
Because everything that he has is just really garbagey.
Yeah.
Like people for like 3 years in the comments were like, get better camera. Get a better camera.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he's still talking about it. Like, people, even to this day, are still like, bro, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
He got so tired of it that he learned about cameras and lighting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, there's very few of great. I mean, luckily, with, like, Two Best Friends and Smosh, like, you still at least have creators doing stuff. Like, all the members... Super Best Friends are doing their own channels and still going. And like you said, Anthony is doing his own thing.
But it's like group channels is like, how long can that go for?
Before you get sick of one another?
Well, I mean, like, not so much that. It could just be like, with the podcast, it's different, right? Because like, we can talk about whatever we want. Like, one week we can talk about whatever you want, and then I get to talk about whatever I want, or we just go, we have a topic that we both enjoy. Like, we're friends, that's different, you know what I mean? We're friends and we have very similar interests, so it's like what I like, most of the time you like, so we could just talk about it, and vice versa.
We're also not really constantly creating, like, every day.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. We take, like, we record once a week, and we have, like, you know, our own things.
You don't have to see my stupid skull face every week.
Skull face, yeah. Oh, I'm giving it away. I'm sorry.
Oh no,
I'm giving it away.
People might think I'm actually a human. Wait.
I didn't want to say this because he has a gun to my head, but he has skin.
This podcast is over.
He's like, it's just cut out. Oh, everything goes crazy.
Now all the fans are gonna know. Thanks a lot.
Hey man, it had to come out eventually.
Yeah, really. If you couldn't tell by me able to say noises.
Yeah, right. It's like that wouldn't really happen if you're just bone, bro.
Yeah,
it'd be like or something. It'd be like a clock or like you know like a, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what it would be. What were we talking about?
gracefully exiting.
That's what we were talking about just now?
Oh, no. I was talking about VTuber models.
Oh, and how shitty they are and stuff.
Well, have you Felix was and Anthony?
Yeah, yeah. It's different, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. We were talking about, like, how we're able to, like, still do this without...
Oh, right. I had a point to all this. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, it's different then, right? Because, like, when you're doing a group of a YouTube group, it's like, what do you do? Because, like, the more of you there are and the more, like, production it is, the more... businessy it becomes.
Yeah.
Right? Only so many people will enjoy that aspect. You know?
Well, think about like you have things like Rooster Teeth and Machinima. Well, Machinima especially, that got
didn't the Game Grumps break up too for a while?
Yeah, when John Chan left and then got replaced by Dan Avedon. Sexbang.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? Like some people just either don't like the motion that's going into because there's so many different like for us it's just two of us.
Yeah.
We could work it out. You know, whatever, you know, if we had a difference of opinion on something, you know, we'd come to a compromise.
Right.
But when there's like 5, 6, you know, people.
We have a company size.
Company sized thing, or you're now a business in conjunction with other things, you know?
Well, that's what happened with Smosh, right?
Yeah, that that's the thing, right? How do you keep so many heads like that happy? That's the thing. It's like destined for. Even like musician groups.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they now? The only one that still lasts is the damn Jonas Brothers, and they even broke up for a while, and they're brothers. You know what I mean? You know?
Well...
What group do you know?
Not of, like, the pop genre. Nothing really has remained. But, like, you still have, like, bands, like, rock bands.
But they break up, too.
Oh, yeah. But, like, they always have, like, reunion tours, or, like, eventually someone dies.
Yeah, but
dies.
But you can't count reunion tours as like a true reunion because they're like, hey, we're starting to run out of our fun.
Yeah.
Let's do a reunion tour. We'll stock up again. You know, it's only for a few months, but we can stand it. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's different. That's sometimes better, though, because, like, then you have, like, issues where it's, like, the Rolling Stones and stuff where you're kind of like, you guys don't sound good anymore. You guys are old. You need to stop. Like...
Yeah,
take the message, or like even even Metallica.
Go to Vegas.
Even Metallica, it's like, all right, buddies.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the Vegas is like the
end
is the end, right? It's like your Valhalla.
Oh my god!
It's like it's a step right before Valhalla. That's what it is.
You have to pass for the gatekeeper, Chris Angel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to go through the one last tribulation and trial to gain access to
the
ascension.
It's like the 9 steps of purgatory.
You have to go through. You got to spend 5 years in Vegas.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Everybody goes through it, man. Brittany just went through it.
Brittany, that was
free. Brittany, but it wasn't her fault.
That wasn't her fault.
It wasn't her fault, but. Everyone does. They go through the Vegas era. Yeah. Madonna was recently through the Vegas era. Yeah. You don't know what time in life it'll come to you.
Fucking.
But it will come.
I remember the part of the Divine Comedy. You know, there was Paradiso, Inferno, and Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, exactly. They don't mention Vegas too much because, you know, what stays in Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You know, Dante has to climb the 9 rings and get each of the P's removed.
And the very last P was, guess where? Vegas.
Did you play the slot machine? That's a step down, buddy.
Dude, that's... I don't know. You didn't play slots? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Thor loves the slots.
Yeah. Thor?
Yeah, because we're going to Valhalla, my man.
Oh, we're mixing religions.
Yeah.
That's...
That's funny, man.
Yeah,
it's too funny. Vegas is where your career goes to die. Oh, that's my God. Freaking sad.
Jesus Christ. Apt, but like...
All right, so let me make a correction. Okay. I feel like maybe people will get upset, okay?
Okay.
It's not that if you do a show in Vegas, is that you're doing a tour in Vegas.
No, listen, you don't need to defend Vegas.
I'm not defending Vegas. I'm defending the artists who tour in Vegas.
You don't need to defend the artists who go to Vegas.
What do you mean? Anybody can go to... Vegas is a popular place. You don't think all the people who are famous right now who are musicians don't have a show in Nevada, Vegas.
Yeah, but that's like obligatory, you know? Of like, listen, we have to go through all the states. All right, let's go Concord, New Hampshire. Ooh, like, no one's going to be like, yeah, no, Concord.
Oh, my God. Shit. No, but what I'm talking about is like when, oh, hey, we're doing like a 2-month tour. We're playing only in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's when it's time. When you have a contract with solely Vegas.
Yeah.
That's when it's it's a thing.
Oh my God.
It's a thing where they have a contract to keep playing. It's like they have their own venue and shit. It's weird.
My God. All right. So we discussed a lot of the upper levels of YouTube.
Sure.
But there is an underbelly to all this. And you might be thinking, Michael, wouldn't you just talk about the underbelly with all the like grooming and the creepy shit? No, 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 no. There's a underbelly within the platform itself.
All right, so not the individuals, the platform.
Yeah, I mean, the individuals too. There's,
all right.
Well, I mean,
more dark stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, when it's not just an incident, it's like your entire identity is the incident, sort of thing.
Okay. Why don't you?
We're talking about like
get us in there.
Conspiracies, the rabbit hole on that on YouTube, and like the weird stuff.
Conspiracies? You're talking about like any old conspiracies in particular?
Yeah, I think. I mean, you can get political and say like current events. Yeah, stuff, but I don't want to.
I mean, I don't want to do that either. I'm just fine.
Say like you know like non. Like, things are obvious. Like, you know, the world is a globe. We can establish that. Like,
okay, so, right? Like, the Earth is flat type stuff.
That, like, that nonsense. Flat earthers. And then, like, all the, like, Illuminati nonsense.
They should do a study to see how many flat earthers were dropped on their heads as babies. And see if there's any correlation.
I just love, my still, to this day, my favorite thing is the official Twitter for the flat earthers. For fans all around the globe. Checkmate.
I know, right? Seriously, so you're admitting it's a globe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. No, you think they make, like, their own custom ones that are flat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the same format, but it's a disc. It's not a circle.
Like a globe?
Like a globe, but it's flat. Like, it's not, like, you know, it's two-sided. It's so not, like,
a dinner plate?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
You think they have their own custom ones at their conventions that are like that? Because they can't sell globes, but their whole thing is about Earth, so what do they do? That would be a perfect selling point.
Yeah, no, that's a...
I don't know, man. I don't know. You have to have a few screws loose to think that.
Oh, definitely.
Especially since we have, like, you know, evidence, like, pictures, people have been there.
I don't know, the horizon.
Yeah, exactly, the horizon line, how come there's a curvature, you know?
Yeah.
Take one look at Manhattan, down to city blocks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see how the perspective changes?
Well, it's like all the things when you get into the conspiracy rabbit hole of, like, wait a minute, this video said that. Oh, what?
This video. Some guy in his basement said that the Earth was
my
flat.
Favorite thing is I follow Chris Ramsey, who is a magician on YouTube.
Sure.
And like, he's really cool. He's a really chill guy. And like, he's a very talented musician. And like, he does puzzles too, but like, amazing card tricks and tries to teach you stuff. And like, he had some like Christian nut job conspiracy group coming after him. He was like, Chris Ramsey.
Was it the Westboro Baptist Church?
No. Okay. No, it was some other thing. It was like, Chris Ramsey is actually partnered with demons, and he has contracts and pacts with the underworld. And he's like, no, it's just sleight of hand, guys. Like,
it's like, I mean, it's just crazy, man. Like, I don't want to get political here, right? But it's just like, the people who are taking horseworm medication for COVID... It's just like, did you just like sell your brain at a pawn shop or something? Like, you know what I mean?
It's just like one too many round meals.
Yeah, right. You drank too much bleach or something. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Drank too much that Mountain Dew.
Or it's like, I mean, at least like for flat earthers, it's relatively harmless, right? For the most part. Like,
I mean, I guess
you're only making yourself look stupid. you know, in general. I mean, granted, you have to have children now, and now you're going to teach them this.
You don't have to have children.
But they always do, don't they?
Yeah.
They always do. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like, now it's a new generation of idiots, but it's just a matter of like, there's some dark ones too, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what
just
I'm saying.
Just like the Sandy Hook stuff.
Well, that's why I'm like saying the dark side of.
Yeah, like the fact that there's videos on YouTube saying that like the Sandy Hook tragedy didn't happen.
Yeah, and that's really.
And especially for you who are somebody who's like.
Not that far.
Not that far away.
And also like who had people actually responding to this.
Yeah. Stuff. I mean, dude, one of our professors lost his daughter.
Yeah, it's.
Like how are you going to tell us that it's not legitimate?
We have like, you know, you have the Thanksgivings where like those one family member who's
always that one, yeah.
And like they said shit like that, and we're all like, no.
Like, yeah, listen, they said something like,
you could say whatever.
Do they not realize where they're located?
Yeah, like, you say whatever party was of Republic.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care. But this is the line.
I don't know. That makes my blood boil because it's just like.
Like, he's about to get slided across
the
table.
Yeah, he's about to get slided, dude. He's about to get, you know, the 1-2.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it, man. I mean, and then, like, I don't know, like, 9/11 was an inside job.
Jet fuel can't mess steel beams, yeah. All that nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and, like, how the buildings fell, like, you know, like, they crashed from, like, they exploded from the bottom or something, yeah. Right? I mean, I see how people get wrapped up in those videos.
Well, that's the thing. It's
because it makes you ponder. Like, even when I saw some of the 9/11 ones, I said,
It's also the YouTube problem of, like, the algorithm keeps feeding you similar videos, and you keep going down this rabbit hole.
It's like someone tells you something. It's like when kids are bullied, right? Or, like, when anyone is just picked on or abused, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you call someone stupid enough.
They start believing it.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? So it's the same premise here. But the thing is about it, it's just, like, it's a lack of education. And, like, especially, like, if we're going to talk about America, it's a lack of education here to see what, like, critical thinking.
Well, I mean.
It's just something that is lacking. Because you take.
It's a thing where you are having a, I want to mostly say this is older generation, but, like, a generation of people who did not learn about the ins and outs of the internet. And don't realize what is clearly false information.
And what it's not even just the internet, though, man. It's just, like, in general. You know, like, you watch YouTube videos of the media, and the media is doing it, too.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, it's, like, everywhere. It's just that people don't know the difference between an opinion and what's factual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many times do you hear somebody when you say something to them? Right? Or like I'm just going to use this as an example, okay? Example. I don't want to get into it. The election was stolen, right?
Yeah.
You say that's impossible. There's been evidence that there's not, you know, they've gone through a million court cases, right?
Yeah.
The person would say, well, I don't think that's true. I think there is evidence. I think there was fraud, right? But the key word is I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not you, I know.
That's the problem is I think. People think that their opinion, it's like some magical phenomenon that's happened like in the past like decade or so, that like we're slowly but surely opinions are starting to like change into factual information in people's perspectives, which is just insane. Now, whatever you feel on that topic, I couldn't care less. I don't want to get into it. It was just an example. But it's just wild, you know? That's why people get wrapped up like QAnon and like all these weird these weird conspiracies that are just like, what is this?
Like, or you know, like, I mean, you have like, again, like Illuminati stuff
that too is the fact that all rappers are part of the that's probably one of the funniest ones to me is that you have rappers talking about hit the club, blah, yo, but they're like in this like extremely organized and structured Illuminati organization that runs the world.
What?
But they're out here talking about like anything, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, what are you on? These people are in, it doesn't exist.
I took a triangle of an eyeball and I freaked it.
That was nice.
You know, Kendrick Lamar is done.
He's like, he's there in a hyperventilate. He's like, oh no, they're on to me. Or like some of them belong to like pagan, like cults and stuff. I'm like, dude, where are you getting this from, bro?
It's crazy.
It's just like, I don't know. or the, like, I don't know, the government is trying to take over your brain with the chips and the vaccine. It's just like, dude, what drugs are you on?
Anything, I don't know. Anything for that YouTube money.
Yeah, it's just like YouTube should do. I mean, it's like, it's hard, right? Because on one hand, it's like if you take that off, right? Then it can't.
I mean, it's a whole freedom of speech argument, sort of.
That, thing. There's also that for sure, right?
Right.
I 100% agree, right? That there's a problem with them removing it because then it's more authoritarian. In the sense that now they dictate what people can and cannot look into.
But buddy, we're already fucking there. Like, let's not beat around a bush. Again, go back to episode one. One clip.
Got clipped.
Killer bee, or no, Japanese hornet and the praying mantis fight. Instantly.
But that's copyright. That's not due to the content.
Well, no, but it's the same idea of like, they control what's on the platform.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, and at the same time, it's a private company. They have the right. They have the right at the same time. But I understand where the backlash will come from.
Yeah.
So I see why it's not done, or it's like, you know, frowned upon, right. I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Another reason why I feel like it kind of should be on there is because if it's not, people will find it anyway, and now there's no one to tell them that this is wrong. So, like, it's like, when you have, like, people get mad, all right, for example, like, Joe Rogan, right? Mm. People get mad at Joe Rogan because they think, or because some people think that he gives people who shouldn't have a platform.
Right.
Now, you can make the argument or not, whether or not he does this, right? Mm. But I say that might be a good thing because then if he took the opportunity to dispute what they're saying, you know, it puts two ideas in the head, right? The first idea is the conspiracy where people might be like, or just someone who's susceptible to them might be like, right?
Yeah.
But then you have this other opinion right afterwards that's disputing that, and now that makes you think about another perspective, right?
I can see that.
So, I mean, if you don't do that, then they just find the conspiracy and that's all they have for information. You know what I mean? So which one would you prefer? Joe Rogan doesn't really dispute people, so, you know, it's not.
Yeah, I was like, you're kind of vision, like.
Yeah, but I'm giving a hypothetical with somebody who's well-known, that's all. Right. You know what I mean? Gotcha. In general. But, if some people do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, David Pakman had Mike Pillow, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
He had him on there, and he did a kind of a satirical interview where he kind of let Mike kind of rant into his nonsense, where it just seems so, so out there, where it's just like.
Right.
This guy is off his you know, it's almost like exposing how crazy these people are. And then that's like discourages other people from joining the movement. You know, when you start to just have a conversation with somebody on that level of, you know, and then you see the point, you know, in general. I don't know, dark YouTube, man. There's also stuff like Chris Chan on there too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a we talked about that already.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that again, but just, I mean, I don't know. There's just some weird stuff on there, man.
Well, I mean, fucking go to Film Cow, right? You remember that? Like, Charlie the Unicorn and, like, Llamas with Hats, Salad Fingers.
I remember, Salad Fingers sounds familiar. Those names sound familiar, but I don't remember the context.
It's always, like, these weird animation things on YouTube where you're like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen some creepy, weird stuff. There's like, some very weird, twisted, like, clearly projected at children.
Yeah.
But made for adults.
Don't hug, I'm scared. Don't hug me, I'm scared.
Right? Yeah. The Muppets. Yeah, the Muppet things. Oh my God. It just gave me chills. I just got chills down my spine. Yeah. Because it's just like, I don't know.
That's a good series, actually. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like one of those things. It's like you can get some really niche stuff on there.
I mean, I was telling you about Local 58, right? The pretend news channel.
Yeah, you showed me some videos on there.
Right?
Yeah. That's like some of the creepy, like, but that's not necessarily, I mean, it's dark.
It's not like.
But it's not like messed up.
It's not messed up.
It's not stuff. Messed up. It's just like artistically kind of out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fine line.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can cross that border. Like, I think, like, when is it too much, you know? And that's like a hard thing that people they can't seem to figure it out until it's too late to apologize, you know, pretty much, you know, they do something and then they're like, oh, but then it's also circumstantial. Like one thing that might be, it's like people are treated differently.
Yeah.
You know, one person might do something that's off the realms and then another person does it too. And then the other person gets more shit for it than the first person. It's like, it's not balanced in that way.
Right. Yeah. YouTube is a very strange landscape.
I mean, but it's taught me so much. I love YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's definitely, like, the creators and stuff can be very cool and, like, I love watching them. Dude,
it's like you don't need school anymore to learn things, like, to a degree. I'm saying, like, I'm not
yes
saying
and
for,
no.
Maybe. I'm not saying for a career or whatever, but I'm just making, I'm not saying that because, yeah. Like, obviously jobs, sometimes you need a degree in yeah. things, you know? I'm just saying, for example, like, I wanted to learn how to paint model kits, right?
Well, yeah, you see the tutorials.
You see the tutorials. I wanted to learn how to change something in my car.
Right,
you see a tutorial.
That's actually, yeah, that's
very what I'm
true.
Saying. Like, you can teach yourself things and things that you wouldn't be able to learn otherwise, you
yeah,
know, now.
YouTube has been very helpful with that.
Yeah, like, it's like, and I mean, the only difference between that being, like, technically, we don't, YouTube is enough without school, but the problem is we just don't have the RAM to store all that knowledge.
Right.
You know what I mean? If in another time frame, if we had like a faster processing power where we would be able to analyze things and learn them and memorize them faster,
yeah.
Then maybe that'd be a different story. But
right.
But what I'm saying, you know, it's still a really good learning tool. It's a very, you can like, it's like your, it's its own community.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It's its own social media without being really being a social media platform, if that makes right. sense, you know? Yeah. It's crazy. And, I mean, it's been here for a while. It's probably going to be here for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the people come out of there are very talented, and they deserve all the credit that they get and everything.
Yep. Yeah,
it's definitely. Given artists and musicians a platform that wouldn't normally have a platform.
I know. I mean, I'm labeled as an official artist now.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, damn. Status oh, out here. Damn. Michael parentheses official artist.
Dark Maestro, what's up?
That's awesome.
My 40 subscribers.
Hey, did you apply for that or did it just happen?
Oh, no, I applied for it. Yeah.
Oh, still you got it. Hey, they recognized
yeah,
it. That's dope.
Mean, listen, there's something so satisfying about seeing your username and then a little music note. It's like official artist. I'm like,
ah, yeah, ah. Right? You're like, damn, I'm professional now.
I understand what it feels like to be verified.
I have a music note next to my name.
Damn.
Get at me. What's up, bruh?
Did I pay for it? Maybe.
But we don't tell them that, right?
No.
We'll cut that out later. Don't worry.
DistroKid. But.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I love YouTube. I've learned a lot from YouTube. I've laughed a lot from YouTube.
Many people laughed. Many people cried. Most went.
Oh, yeah.
Shit posts.
What do what do most do? Just okay. One more time for the people in the back, because I don't think they heard you. I don't think they heard you. I think they need to do it again.
Most people would face.
Oh my god,
that's the best part about YouTube.
That's right in my ears.
Shit posts.
I got that all around me, dude.
I know.
Straight in my head. That was wet as hell, too. Oh, my God. I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're not editing this podcast.
That's staying in there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
I will layer it with an actual fart sound effect just to really get it in there.
Really get it in there, right? Just put some reverb on it and delay. Oh, God. Make it last a little while.
Oh, that's a terrible. Don't tell me these things.
It just goes on and on and
put
on.
Put delay on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you have any final thoughts on actual YouTube?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay.
One thing I can't stand
oh, yeah?
about YouTube
oh.
is the ads.
Oh my god, you're right. How do we
ads.
Go through this without talking about fucking ads?
Oh my god, it's terrible.
Oh my
god. It's terrible.
They keep getting more sneaky with it.
Bro, yesterday they fooled me and my friends so bad to the point where I literally was just like, I thought it was a sponsorship. So they had, we were playing a Mark Brunet video,
right?
And we put it horizontally. Whoever that is, I'm going to stalk them and kill them.
All right, sorry, continue.
Anyway, we were watching a Mark Brunet video, right? And we flipped the phone horizontally, yeah, and the video was playing, but what we didn't notice was that there's a side ad on the horizontal video.
What?
On the page. Half the page was the ad, half the page was our video, and it said Raymore and Flanagan, and I could have sworn he was talking about that. I thought it was a sponsorship, because when you click, when you go on YouTube and your mouse has been inactive, the little like bar, yeah, for the time codes and everything was, yeah, disappears. Well, we clicked on it to get skip ad or to see when the ad would end, and there was nothing there. It was the video length time. So you couldn't skip the ad?
Yeah.
So how do you know, like, was it, like, I didn't even realize it was an ad.
Well,
until I saw the X at, yeah, the top. My friend saw the X. He was like, yo, that was an ad the whole time?
Yeah.
Dude, they're getting slick.
Well, now, what's worse is that they used to be, like, little yellow indents on the line where the ads would,
yeah,
be.
Yeah, add timestamps for the ads,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Those are invisible now.
Ad rolls. That's what they're called.
They're invisible now. You can't
see. The ad rolls are invisible?
Yeah, you can't see where they appear.
Dude, and also that gives to YouTubers a little bit too much power. They can add how they can add how many ad rolls are on the video, yeah, and it's just like, bro.
Gross.
Yeah, dude. Some, well, I mean, most of the people understand that they'll get shit for it if there's, yeah, like 20 on a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
But sometimes people would have no chill, man. They put how, I don't know how many. It's just an,
they're even trying to outsmart ad block now.
Yeah. Well, they can try.
Well, now it's like, it would try to load, but it would just be like, and you kind of just have to like refresh the page and then it will go. But
I know. It's always awkward when like I go on like a website and you're like, oop, it looks like you have ad blocker. This is awkward. I'm like, for you. Yeah, exit. Keep going through my thing.
Do you not know that I know how to use the inspect tool on Google Pages and then circumvent your fucking paywall? Do you not know I can do that?
The thing is, I have it on there because some of those ads are pop-ups and then they lead to like problems.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And ad block does prevent some of them from like popping up on your screen, like the pop-up ones. And if you take off pop-up, you put on pop-up blocker,
yeah,
that helps a lot too.
I mean, well, I'm pretty sure you do this whenever you went on Kiss Anime, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And like, God forbid
you better make sure you have that VPN, bro.
Oh my God. Like, that was a minefield.
Yeah,
of ads.
A minefield of hacks and corruption.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Dude, not for your computer, dude.
That's why I was like Crunchyroll.
It was always a gamble to, like, to go on those sites.
I'm tired,
man,
of this.
That's why I found one called Anime Heaven. It was a EU site. It's perfect.
You recommend me.
And that shit shut down. And I was like, that was one of the saddest days. I was like, damn. And they never, a lot of times when those things get shut down, they just, instead of saying like, for example, it'll be like putlocker.com.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets taken down. Putlocker.2. Oh, that gets taken down.
Well,
putlocker.co.
My favorite was like kissanime.com. Kissanime.ru. And you're like, are you?
Where even
Russia?
Yeah,
it's,
oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. I trust that.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? So that's why I'm like, I was a little sad that didn't come back, because that was actually a clean site. Like, there wasn't a lot of problems with that.
Yeah,
one.
I know. It's just like, well, I mean, talk on topic YouTube. Back in the day, there was like, you have an anime episode broken up into parts, like,
mm-hmm, part one, part two,
yeah,
three. Yep. Sometimes they just like full on put the episode on there.
Do you remember that time period where it was like 24-hour streams of like Family Guy?
Yeah. Dude, I remember those days, man, where they would just stream random old episodes of things,
yeah,
all day.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and now it's no more.
Oh, yeah,
you can't,
no,
do that shit anymore.
Yeah, they got cracked down.
Yeah, taken down real fast. Get a copyright strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really sticklers with that kind of stuff. But it's nuts, too, because now there's barely any. It's going to get to the point where there's no skip ads anymore. It's just like you have to watch them.
I know. It's going to be TV.
It's terrible. They already have TV. YouTube TV.
I know.
Well, it was YouTube Red, but that didn't do well for them. So now it's called YouTube Plus, I think, or something. I don't know.
If you pay for YouTube TV, like,
I had the free trial for a little while.
No.
Only, not for the TV portion, just because then I could lock my phone and still watch YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
That was the only perk, because everyone wanted that, and they're like, the whole populace wants that. Let's make it into the premium.
Yeah,
well, let's,
of course,
do that.
That's how it.
People will buy then.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, honestly, though, if I'm being real, like, if you don't want cable, but you want cable,
Yeah.
YouTube TV does have cable channels, and it's only like $50 as opposed to you paying through cable, Wi-Fi, and phone. Yeah. So to a degree, instead of paying like $180, paying $50 is not necessarily a bad thing, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's to each his own. At the end of the day, YouTube ads, terrible.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. But that's my final thoughts on it. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, as someone who is also trying to have some sort of traction on YouTube, it's very daunting because it feels like the whole system's against you.
You got to talk to Raf.
Yeah, I know.
You got to talk to Raf.
I know. Like,
Raf is like, has that shit on lock.
I know he does.
He has the algorithm.
He tells me what to do, and I'm like, it feels so scummy.
Dude, he has the algorithm by the ball sack.
I know he does.
You have to.
Yeah, I mean,
it feels scummy, but it works, man. Yeah. You have to do it.
And I'll just say, I know the highlights channel looks...
Wait, why does it feel scummy to you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just like, you're just putting keywords in. And
I know, it's just like, it feels like the marketing thing of like...
But you have to.
I know.
You can't make money or be successful in marketing.
I know.
It's part of the game.
I had to bite that bullet, you know?
Yeah.
I know the highlights channel has been kind of inactive.
Yeah.
But I want to say, don't worry. Because soon-ish, not immediately soon, but soon-ish, we're kind of revamping it a little bit.
We're working on something. We're working on something. We're excited for it. It's going to take a little time because this is just a two-man team.
Yep.
So keep that in mind at the moment. But, you know, we'll get it done. And it's going to be fun, I think, once we do it.
Yeah, you should subscribe to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast YouTube channel. Please.
Please subscribe.
I think we only have a bot following in ourselves. Like,
Reddit won't let us post our shit, so yeah, people see it.
Yeah, fuck Reddit,
please.
Man.
Also, subscribe to our podcast in general.
Yeah,
be one of our followers. You know.
Yeah, we are on basically every single podcast streaming site, and also our socials. We have Twitter,
Instagram.
Facebook?
You do, I don't.
Well, we have, it's an account. It's the account, you know? Imposter Syndrome.
Oh, I thought you meant you personally.
Oh, no, I don't. Don't get away from me. No.
Yes, we do have a Facebook podcast as well. I apologize. That was a mistake. Yeah. That was my fault. Yes, give us a follow on we do tweet sometimes. Basically, we're trying to get into it. We're figuring it out. But, We do post when we have new episodes and stuff, yeah. And you know, maybe if you know we see some traction, you know, it would be more motivating.
Yeah. If you want to follow our individual Twitter accounts, you know,
you can do that as well. They're listed.
A lot of art stuff, a lot of anime stuff, a lot of game stuff.
Hell yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah,
but this is. I mean, we have also 11 other episodes that you can watch.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
interested in Greek mythology, like cooking. Want to hear about Marvel and DC?
Animals.
Space. We got you.
Anything in, you know, our heart's content, we're kind of working on it and getting there. But like always, we always do appreciate you listening to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
Peace. Oh my god.
Okay. Oh my god.
Fuck.
Mr. Shano and Mr. Asriel, don't please don't hurt.
Alright, I gotta go, bro. My mom's calling. I gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.